Today on In Touch with Southeast Iowa, I'm joined by United States Senator Joni Ernst. Joni is here to talk to us a little bit today about her meetings with the Washington High School students today, and also about her first term in the United States Senate.
I got to sit in on some of the meetings that you had with students today. What would you say was probably the most asked questions out of all the students today?
Well, I think overall a number of them just really wanted to know a little bit about politics and is it divisive and what are things that are important to me and how do I decide what I do and what I don't, what my schedule looks like. There were a lot of topics covered.
And as a former member of the Iowa legislature, what do you hope to see get done in Des Moines this year?
Well, I'd love to see them addressing the school funding. That was an issue that was brought up by the administration. It is an issue that comes up every year, even when I was serving in the state legislature. So I do hope that these concerns are addressed and that we make sure that there is the appropriate level of education funding available for our school systems.
And another big issue that's kind of working their way around right now, what do you hope to see happen now following Justice Scalia's death?
Well, as Chuck Grassley has said, as the chair of the Judiciary Committee, we need to take it one step at a time. We need to take an objective look at this. We haven't even given a proper burial for the justice. So, you know, my thoughts go out to his family during this turbulent time and hope that we can respect the family. And then we need to move on to whether the president is going to make a nomination or not. I think this is an issue that will be decided by the public. I keep going back to Senator Schumer a number of years ago. He had stated during the George Bush presidency that there shouldn't be any nominations taken up in the last 18 months of George Bush's presidency. So here we are near the end of President Obama's administration. I think this is a decision that should be made by the next president.
And how would you say your freshman term is gone, and what would you say would be your chief accomplishment thus far?
Well, the first year has gone quite well, and I've been very pleased with the number of initiatives that I've been able to work on. One of the primary achievements, of course, was the Waters of the U.S. resolution of disapproval. It did pass the Senate. It passed the House. Unfortunately, was rejected by the president in a veto, and we were not able to override that veto, but we did work on an issue that was very important to Iowans. Other issues, I had a presidential perks bill that has been unanimously passed through the Senate that works on really cutting waste and spending in areas where we truly can cut back in. So just finding ways that we can work on our budget, work on those spending issues, those have been some of the primary initiatives.
And do you have any legislation that you plan on introducing soon?
Well, we continue to work on a number of veterans bills. We just passed a bill that would address military sexual trauma and allowing those members that have suffered through that care, not only at the VA facilities, but also out in their own communities at non-VA providers. So we just introduced that. We're getting a lot of great response. There is a companion bill being sponsored in the House as well. And we'll continue to work on whatever issues are very important to Iowans and making sure that Iowans are the priority.
Again, that was United States Senator Joni Ernst. We thank Joni for joining us today on In Touch with Southeast Iowa.